Well, for more on the story today, we're joined live by Brendan O'Neill now. He's editor of the online political magazine Spiked. Mr. O'Neill, very good evening to you. Thanks for being with us on the line from London. The pretext of intervention, if we wind the clock back a bit here, was to stop civilian casualties. But now, today, we've received more confirmation of more civilian deaths caused by the coalition airstrikes. Can we still really be calling this a humanitarian operation as you see it?
No, not at all. It's a disaster, I think, from beginning to end. I've called it the barbarism of buffoons. What we have here are Western leaders who don't know what they want, don't know why they're intervening, don't have any plan or strategy or even any real leadership, and yet they're throwing bombs into a country that was already very volatile. It's one of the most reckless actions that Western governments have taken for many years, and it's going to end terribly for the people of Libya.
And what about the news about Libya's foreign minister and former spy chief Moussa Koussa defecting to Britain in an apparent attempt to shake the foundations of the Libyan government? I mean, is it really a smart move for the UK to accept a man it accuses of terrorism?
Well, I just think this is this shows what the West is going to do in Libya. It's going to back some kind of former regime, former rulers making their own new kind of government. This is not going to be an intervention that supports the actual cause of liberation or the cause of democracy or the people in Libya who actually want to run their own lives and be free. It's going to be an intervention that ends up strengthening the hand of people who have already had power in some form, former friends of Gaddafi, former backers of Gaddafi. They are the people who are going to benefit. People who turn their back on Gaddafi and say they want to run Libya in a new way. So I think at the end of this, we could end up with a situation where Libya is ruled by pretty much the same people, just without Gaddafi himself. And that, too, is going to be really bad for the people of Libya. So Britain is acting, it's in keeping with what Britain has done colonially for very many years.
A lot of concern as well about who the actual rebels are amongst their ranks. Some NATO countries, including the UK, are talking about arming the opposition. How do you think it's going to play out in the end, if indeed some of those rebels, some of those fighters are Al-Qaeda fighters among their ranks?
Well, I think there probably are some Al-Qaeda fighters. I think there are some former Gaddafi loyalists. I think it's a very mysterious group of people. The real problem, I think, is that Western intervention is removing the initiative from the people of Libya, from people who actually want to be free. It's taking the initiative away from them and it's handing it over to people we don't know very much about, or to people like Cameron and Sarkozy and Obama, who claim to have the people of Libya's best interests at heart. So the real problem with this intervention is that it's removing the democratic initiative from the people themselves, who were in the process of liberating themselves, and it's giving it to other external actors. That's the real problematic trend here. We need to get rid of this Western intervention, bring it to a halt immediately, and give the initiative back to the people of Libya.
So do you think then really that this was all badly thought out from the beginning? That's what you're saying, yeah?
Extremely badly thought out. It was a PR stunt more than anything else. Cameron felt that he wanted to prove that he is a proper statesman. Sarkozy wanted to make up for his mistakes in Northern Africa, for example, his support for the Ben Ali regime in Tunisia. Obama wants to demonstrate that he's actually strong-minded and is willing to take action. What we have is a situation where various different Western leaders just wanted to prove something about themselves. And so they're using Libya as a kind of stage in which to act out a kind of new person. It's a really dangerous strategy. They're not thinking it through. They haven't got any end game. They haven't got any real strategy. They're just using this very opportunistically to say something about themselves and their personalities and their political outlook. And they don't really care about the deadly consequences of it. All they care about is making some short-term mileage and some short-term gain.
Brendan O'Neill, editor of online political magazine Spike, thanks for being on RT tonight. It's appreciated.
Thank you.